Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, April the 10th, 2026. 12 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and cloudy skies. And we're back here tonight with the Friday night lineup of programs. 8:15 until 10 p.m. Myself and Matt Morgan will be here doing this program. And Matt will be doing a show tonight, 10:15 to 11. I don't really know. I think it's politics tonight and some sports sprinkled in. I guess we'll find out as the night goes along. But Matt is not in the studio right now. I'm staring at a blank chair. Now, I think Matt might have some time management issues. But it's my understanding tonight might have something to do with a restaurant here in town. So we'll have to see when he gets here what the issue is going on. Now, it looks like we've already got a call right off the bat, so this is good. Go ahead, caller.
We got a perfect landing for the United States of America coming back to the moon.
That is a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, everything going well, and the boats is out there, surrounded it. And about an hour or so, they'll be departing out there and going back over to the California coast.
You know,
just a little bit of information. Thank you, Scott. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, apparently everybody has returned safely from the moon. Now, that is interesting because space travel is fascinating. And a lot of people have always wanted to go into space. I don't know. There's something about it that is of great interest and really has been since the 1950s, really. Of course, moon travel and people like John Glenn and Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, and people love the movie Apollo 13. There's just something about space travel that is of high interest to people. You know, we have not heard from Pastor Craig for a while. The last time I heard from him, we were talking about the war in Iran. And I think it was the first day of the war in Iran. I think it was February the 28th. So it's been well over a month now. Hope he's doing well, and maybe we'll hear from him at some point. Because this war, I think, has turned out a little differently than maybe he thought in the beginning. You know, there was a lot of news on this today, and it doesn't seem to be getting better at all. Phone lines are open here tonight, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you'd like to buzz in. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You know, we had a very nice morning. 60 what this morning? Probably 60, between 60 and 65 degrees. It was sunny, it was warm, it was nice. And then somewhere around noon, 1 o'clock, it got rainy and dark and overcast. Time management problems. All right.
It is not bad time management.
Look, I think it is. I think there's a problem.
I got there at like 7:30. Look, they parked me at 7:35.
McDonald's.
Yes.
Now, which McDonald's is this?
95.
Okay.
7:35. I waited. I'm a patient person. I waited there for like 25 minutes. Like, you know, I don't think it's ever coming.
So you ordered what?
I ordered a double quarter pounder.
Just a fries and a double quarter pounder and a drink.
Yep.
And they said you're going to need to pull into a spot.
Yeah, quarter pounders, you know, made fresh, that kind of thing. So,
okay. So after 10 minutes, what was happening at this McDonald's? Was anybody else parked?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Well, see, that here's your problem. Because you got to notice, do they have other people parked?
I was on my phone.
Okay. So after 10 minutes, is anybody still at the drive-thru?
I guess, yeah. I mean, there's still people in the drive-thru.
No, but I mean, are there people going? Are people getting their food? Are people moving?
I'm not looking behind me.
So,
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
I think you've got an up, but you're not paying attention to what's going on around you.
See, that's how you make time go by faster. And I was like, man, it's you know what? Time is in fact moving.
Okay, so at 15 minutes, you thought what?
I just went back to reading.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, so the 20 minutes was the deal breaker.
Yeah, and then I went in, and then I went inside. And then I waited for another, like, 10 minutes.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
Well, what you went inside. You said, where's my food? I've been waiting for 20 minutes. They said.
It was all just so, like, you know, I mean, I don't know if you've ever, but, like, they have, like, an area where they throw the made food that's in the package, you know, and then they put it in the bag. It was all just sitting. Well, I mean, I guess not all, because they had the, you know, the fries are over there. But the sandwich was just sitting, like, in that area. So it was made. They just never put it in a bag, gave me fries, and took it outside.
So why did it take 10 minutes when you went inside?
Because there were two other people in there, and they got one person working the counter.
So they were never going to bring this food outside?
I guess not.
Okay. So it had probably been ready for quite some time.
Maybe.
Okay. So what so if you had continued to wait patiently, you'd have been there now.
See, patience is not a virtue.
No,
so
no.
So I should have went in there and you know, threw hands with the manager and.
No, no, I don't think that was the problem. Did they give you the food free or something?
No.
Wow. Not even an apology.
I got a medium meal. I think they gave me a large fry. I think that's how they compensated.
Did they give you a free diet?
No, did you
take a free diet?
No.
Boy, oh boy. You don't know how to handle things like this, do you? There's a process.
I'm honest. I paid for my food.
No, that's...
I was waiting for my
food. That's honest.
Well, I'm going to go in and demand an extra drink because they took too long?
You say,
No,
you don't demand. You say, hey, I've been out there for 20 minutes.
I did.
And they said, too bad?
Basically, not a thing. They said, what'd you order? And then I told them what I ordered. They went and put it in a bag, gave it to me, and that was it.
You must not have said it right.
What do you mean? I said,
did you say it with some anger in the tone in your voice?
No, I knew the person was working behind the counter.
So you couldn't have gotten a free drink out of these people after 20 minutes?
I'm sure I could have.
Here we go.
But I didn't pay for that drink, you see.
So you don't...
She gave me a cup, as a matter of fact. She said, what'd you order? And then I told her, and then she gave me a cup, and I said, no, I already have my drink.
Oh, see, right there. You could have got a free diet.
I would have stole it, you see.
No, she handed you...
Stealing's not exactly on the level.
No, wait a second. It's not stealing when she hands you the cup.
See, but it's this, because you can see it was under the impression I hadn't gotten my drink yet.
Well, you were probably under the impression a double quarter pounder wasn't going to take 30 minutes, but it, impressions are different.
See, it's deception, what I would be doing.
That's not deception.
Yeah, I don't know. See,
I
knew she was under a misunderstanding. She had a misunderstanding there.
You said, I've been waiting for my food for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, by the time I was inside and actually got to talk to him, it had been 30.
So what was the misunderstanding? I think they had a misunderstanding.
She gave me a drink cup. And I said, I already have my drink.
Yes, but they don't even know you're alive at that point. They don't know anything about you. They don't even know if you paid for the meal. Did you try to take your money?
No.
There you go.
I could have just went inside and said, yo, I've been waiting out there. I'm just parking the spot for a while. Yo, I've been waiting out there for a while. I ordered, you know, X, Y, Z.
So how did... Tell you, this could have been fixed a lot of ways.
What do you mean?
Time management.
Look, I manage my time well. They did not.
Being observant about what's going on around you.
Being impatient. Okay.
No, observant.
Impatient.
Are there other cars parked here waiting for food? Because if there are, that means they're probably really backed up, and that makes sense why I'm not getting my food. But if there are no other cars parked over here, and people are flying through that drive-thru, then you know they have forgotten.
I don't know.
See, that's being observant about what's going on around you.
No. That's being impatient.
Well, you're not doing anything. You're just watching what's going on.
I was just reading. I'd rather read than stare around.
I think you're wrong on this one.
If I'm reading, time moves faster. If I'm looking around...
But you don't seem to care about the other rules of life.
Like what?
Well... I'm not going to bring it up, but
okay.
You had another incident this week.
Oh, yes, but, you know,
No, see, you don't break, you know, you're all on the up and up.
Well, you see, it's not like I stole something.
So you understand, well, you did.
No, what did I steal?
Listen, there are laws.
For those of you, okay, look, I got pulled over the other day.
I didn't mean to bring this up, I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, no, no. I got because you make it sound more nefarious than I got pulled over because my tags were expired the other
your
day.
Your tags were expired.
Yes, my tags
now,
were expired.
Now, just for the record, when's your birthday?
September.
What day did you get pulled over?
I don't know. April. Sometime. April the 9th. This week.
September to April. Okay. You get your tags in September.
Well, look, I got a three year registration this time, so problem solved.
Right, but you were operating illegally.
They ticketed me, too.
Well, I'd hope.
No, I wouldn't hope.
You were driving.
I didn't know my tag. I don't look at my tag. Who looks at their tags?
You've never had to get tags?
I thought my tags were renewed. I honestly thought my tags were renewed. I thought I already renewed my tags.
Negligence is not an excuse.
Well, I understand that.
And ignorance is not an excuse.
Well, that's why I got ticketed.
Right. But you broke the law.
I did.
For several months.
It's not like the state highway patrol who pulled me over was the first cop to get behind me in that time frame.
How much was your ticket?
It was more than the tags.
Okay.
more than the 3 year tags plus the late fee, by the way.
How much was the extra soda she was about to give you? $1.80. Okay. Draw your own conclusions.
On the level, you see.
Oh, you're not on the level.
I broke
the law.
I renewed my tags, and I haven't.
You can never
my
run
yet,
for state rep. It'll come up.
That's right.
Yes.
They got me for not renewing my registration.
See, illegal activity like that'll catch you every time. In any event, I'm telling you. What do you think?
But, I mean, I will say, though, that, you know, I mean, there's definitely been cops behind me, and none of them pulled me over.
So I had asked you, prior to this free drink being placed in your hands, if you had gotten me a diet, you said no. So when this happens, if you want to be out, but you know, hey, I'm going to go see Scott.
It popped in my head after the fact of saying, no, I already have my drink.
No, but you could have said, hey, I'll pay you $1.80. I'm going to bring the drink.
No.
See, that's kind. You want to be kind and patient and all la-di-da.
I want to be patient.
No, you want to be kind and
like
on the
patience.
Level.
I like patience and I like, yes, the level. I like honesty.
Patience is only good if it's true patience. But it sounds like you were dealing with incompetence here.
Okay, well, I disagree. I was waiting.
Who did you know who worked there?
I know all kinds of people who worked there.
Well, apparently they don't know you.
Well, I mean, it's not like we're friends. I just know them.
So what happened?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you think happened?
Well, I think that, I don't know. They never put it in a bag. My guess is what happened is they cleared the order from the screen.
Okay.
And then the order's gone. So,
well, if anybody has any thoughts on this one, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I think most people, because you never learn if you don't bring it to their attention.
Be impatient.
No, I think what did you just do, wait there all night?
I was minding my business. I was always reading, you know, scrolling through.
There's a certain amount of time that you wait. I would say 10 minutes. 10 minutes, they should have it out.
10
there.
Minutes flew by.
Well, yeah, but you're aware at that point.
You know.
Listen, courtesy.
I'm sure they're busy. they got things happening.
How much do you tip?
At a McDonald's?
No. When you're in a restaurant.
Well, it depends on how much my food is, I guess.
What? Don't you have a percentage that you tip?
Well, usually it. I mean, it depends on the cash I have, I guess. I don't like the tip of my card, so I always tip cash.
So you undertip?
No.
Well, what do you tip? What if you only got a buck in your pocket?
Well, typically I have cash.
Why do you not want a tip on the card? What makes the difference?
I don't know. I'm just weird. They could just add another zero or something. I'm suspicious of people.
You, who's on the up and up on everything, is suspicious of people.
Yeah, because people aren't. Yeah, you wanted me to steal a drink. That's not on the up and up.
No, I didn't want you to steal a drink. She gave you the drink.
Under the impression that I hadn't gotten my drink yet.
I don't know if that was true or not. I can't read minds.
it's just dishonest.
See, but you're assuming that's why she gave you the cup. That's an assumption on your part.
Well, Because she said, because she asked me what size I got. I said medium. And then she gave me by a large cup.
What did you say when she said, what size did you get? Did you say, I already got it?
Not asking about the drink. She was asking about what size was the meal.
This woman doesn't sound like she knows where she was.
I don't know. I mean, she kind of came from somewhere that wasn't behind
the
counter.
Did you get an apology?
No.
God. I'm telling you, that's no way to run a business.
She said, have a good night. I said, all right, you too.
Oh, see, they must not have... There's a problem there.
I guess.
I think you had a problem. You know, it's nice to be kind and courteous and all that, but not all the time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I bet you every restaurant in town knows your name.
Who, me?
Yeah, you probably been on their list for free food.
No, I don't think free food is necessary, but you know, I worked in a restaurant when I was in high school and college, and, you know, you had to do things right.
Well, I worked at that McDonald's when I was in high school.
Would you have done that?
I worked the counter. I made sandwiches. I didn't do any of that.
So you think this was all fine tonight, caller?
Waiting that long for his food?
Yeah.
Well, if he was on the phone and didn't notice it.
Yeah, I mean, I was minding my business. I was just, you know, reading the news.
But you had somewhere to be, you see.
But if I don't get some napkins or something like that on, put in my bag, or if I don't get my tomatoes on my sandwich or something, to me, I don't like confrontation so much.
You're not asking for a confrontation.
Yeah, I would have just let it go, just like Matt did. I mean, there's other things you could use your energy getting upset for.
No, I'm not saying getting upset. I would have just said, you used to work at McDonald's, right, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say I come in and I say, hey, sir, I've been waiting outside for 20 minutes and my food's not out there. You'd say what?
I say, what'd you order?
Oh, I would have been upset about it.
See, there you go.
I'd say, what'd you order?
I say, a quarter pounder.
And then I'd get you the food.
But a lot of times I leave stuff go because I know how it is.
Oh, yeah, they're busy.
Working in a restaurant or,
they weren't busy.
You know,
but they're busy.
they were busy,
believe me.
I mean, I've had my problems too, and I know how it is sometimes.
But don't you think you should be aware of your surroundings? If there are other people waiting on their food, then I say yes. Oh, they must be backed up. So I understand the long wait. But if there's nobody waiting and there are cars flying through the line there, then I know there's some kind of problem.
These kids are on their phone 24 hours
right.
a day.
Right.
Reading the news. I don't think the kids are reading the news.
And they're on their phone. My aides are always on their phone. I got to say, well, it's about time we can do this or whatever, you know. I threatened to put super glue on her fingers, and I said, I bet you
that... I thought you just said treat people courteously. You don't put... I wouldn't put super glue on anybody's fingers in a restaurant.
No, on her fingers so it would attach to her phone. My aide, when she's on her phone all the time. But I said it nicely.
But don't you think he should have got me a beverage?
Well, he could have got me one.
That's courteous. Courteous. He's all about courteous, but no courtesy my way tonight.
Well, he should have thought of me before you.
No, I'm sitting here waiting to do a show.
I call in on a show and hassle him sometimes.
What's the proper percentage to tip?
Nothing.
No. Now see.
You have to tip at least 20%.
If I get good service.
Now see, what's the difference here than what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
This was not good service. If you give me good service, we got no problem.
Well, he didn't tip McDonald's when he went back in there after this.
No, but I'm saying that if you make me wait 30 minutes.
I like that too, especially if I pay before the meal.
There's
because if I don't give good service, I won't give a tip. If I get bad service, I'll put a penny down there.
Well, I've done that before. I've tipped a penny.
Now, see, right there, you people must have never worked in a restaurant where people got tipped. Because a lot of times, it's not the server's fault. It might be the cook's fault. It might be the manager's fault.
Okay.
It might be a lot of things.
I've tipped a penny one time, okay? And the one time I tipped a penny, We went to, I guess I won't say the place, I don't know, it was years ago, I'm sure. I'm sure it's fine, you know.
Go ahead.
Me, my brother, and my sister went to Steve Dakota Grill.
Oh.
And the wait, they gave us a waiter. They came and asked for our drinks and then disappeared for like 30 minutes. And then some other waiter brought us our drinks and then disappeared for another, like, we were there for like 2 hours before, like, any, like, I don't
know. Well, you probably loved that.
No. As well, my sister was just harassing her boyfriend because he worked there, so she just harassed him to, like, you know, get people to work. I don't know why she decided that was her job, but she did.
So listen, all you tip 20%. 20%.
Yeah, or $5, depending on which is higher. So, like, you know, like I used to go to,
I'm
Denny's.
Not tipping $5 for a drink.
No, I used to go to Denny's and get pancakes. And you get pancakes for $4.95, and I used to tip $5.
Well, that's probably why Denny's is out of business. $4.95 pancakes.
Hey, those are some good pancakes, too.
Oh,
well, I think all Denny's were out of business.
You know what?
That was a sad day when Denny's went out of business. I loved that.
I used to go to Denny's, but I knew that if I got, like, a terrible stomach flu, I knew where it came from. Because there were always some sketchy-looking people at Denny's.
No, look, I went to that Denny's every night for, like...
There you go.
For, like, a week straight at, like, 2 in the morning with my friends. Okay, I think it was fine. Best Denny's I've ever been to in my life.
No, it was sketchy.
We have a Culver's coming in town, don't we?
We do. Out in front of Meyer.
Ice cream place, right?
Have
well, but they sort of things.
Yet?
Yeah, they're working on it a little bit. They're digging some holes and things
Did
like
they
that.
They tear down the old Ryan's and...
Oh, no, that's Tri-Rivers now. That's Tri-Rivers Daycare.
Oh.
They're building it next to it.
Hey, what's going
I've
on?
I've heard their food's really good. I watch a podcast where they go there a lot and where their food looks
well,
good.
Well, that'll be very close to where I live. I can walk there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Might be there every day.
And get you free Diet Coke.
Free Diet Coke, and then I'll tip $5.
Make sure you tell them you walked there. That way, you know, you deserve a free Coke.
If they hand me the cup, I don't think this is my fault. Once they hand me the cup, that's out of my hands. Don't you think?
Well, it's not being honest, but you didn't ask for it, so.
Right. I think that might be complimentary.
Yeah. They got to learn their lesson one way or another, don't they?
They certainly do. Cost me time like that. Nickel and dime them on the drink. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you would like to add anything to this conversation, I think it's very interesting.
What's going in over by the, I don't know, the Taco Bell? Or maybe the across the street from, like, the Burger King?
On this road?
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Another Starbucks.
Another Starbucks.
Okay, well.
We love those.
Apparently. I don't know what they're doing with another Starbucks.
Colt. Well, they don't have one on this side of town.
So much. What do you mean? There's one in the Kroger.
People don't want to get out of their cars.
That is fair. People are.
They want to drive around.
Yeah.
You know, I know this girl who recently started working at Starbucks, and now she's got a horrible attitude. I told her the cult, I think, converted her.
Well, I think she likes working at Starbucks.
I think she should go work at Star. I told her, I said, leave. Just
she does,
go.
She does work at Star.
No, but just go there permanently because...
I think that's the plan.
I hope so. I hope so. Because the attitude is horrible now. Just a horrible attitude. But it's a cult, so that's understandable. What can you say? See, you wouldn't have your mouth full of food right now and not able to talk if you had been a little less patient at McDonald's. If at the 10-minute mark you would have said, listen, I'm going to go in now.
I wouldn't have had food in my mouth if I was just a little more patient and waited like 24 minutes.
You'd wait an hour there, hour and a half, sitting in your car?
No. 20 more, like 24 more minutes is when I got like 15 minutes.
You know, had you left a little earlier, this also would have been averted.
No, 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 no. You see, I was there on time. I liked, you know.
No, you see, once you give them.
If everything runs smoothly, I was on time. They're behind.
No, but see, if you're going to give people extra time like that, then you have to make amends for that. You've got to make room for that.
All right, I'm just going to start going in there and be like, look, you guys are on a timeline. I need the food, like, now or, like.
No, I think you better just leave about 5 o'clock in the afternoon in case you have these issues.
5 o'clock.
Better to be early than late.
What do I do sitting here for 3 hours?
Well, I don't know. See, if you had, like, the 10-minute rule, like I have, 10 minutes, and then I'm coming in. You have to worry about it then.
Okay.
But if you're going to be giving people 30 minutes, you got to work on that.
I was just reading the news.
Phone line. Well, what'd you learn?
I learned that apparently people are not happy with Melania Trump for calling for the congressional testimony for the Epstein people.
Who's not happy?
Epstein victims. Because they feel like, hold on, I will pull the headline. I think it was like they feel like that she's throwing the Epstein victims under the bus.
Why? What'd she do?
She... because she denied... she called on Congress to allow Epstein... Sorry. She called on Congress to allow Epstein's victims to give congressional testimony and also denied allegations of any relationship with Epstein and denies being an Epstein victim, which I didn't know was even, like, a theory. But, so, yeah, I mean, that was a thing. She did. So, she denied all that. And then, survivors accused, Yeah, survivors of Epstein's abuse accuse Melania Trump of shifting burden onto victims.
Well, here's something kind of in the vein of what we're talking about. A Gen Z employee has requested a leave of absence from work for a broken heart.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you people are.
No, fire them.
Oh, no, no, no. We got to give people...
No, no, no,
their
no,
space.
No, 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 no.
I think that's interesting.
I would look at you like you're the dumbest person in the world if you asked me for time off because you had a broken heart.
No, but that happens.
Well, I mean...
Right here.
Good on them, I guess.
Well, should they give them time off for a broken heart?
No.
Well, I would. Because, to be honest with you, they're just going to lie.
I just don't...
They want the time off. They're just going to lie. At least, you want honesty. You don't want people to go around the bush. When they're honest, you're not going to give it to them?
Yeah, but I don't think you should cave in when people make stupid demands.
No, but what do you
ask? Ask for stupid things.
If they get denied, they're just going to tell you they got the flu or somebody died in their family or something like that.
Well, then that's on them to lie, not me.
Yes, but if they tell you the truth, you're saying you don't think that's a good enough reason, so you're forcing them into a lie.
Well, I mean, it's a broken heart. Not a good enough reason. I mean, come on.
If you decide you're not coming... And broken heart's not going to be accepted, then you're going to have to come up with something else.
You better get to coming up with something else, well, I guess.
So you want to be lied to?
No, I want them to show up to work.
Well, that ain't happening. They ain't coming.
Well, I'm not going to give them time off, so they're going to, I guess, get fired for calling off so much.
I think you're missing the point again.
I don't think I am.
So you would rather... This is not... The person ain't coming to work. I'm telling you that right here. So you want them to lie and keep their job... rather than tell the truth and lose their job. Because you're saying if they told you they had a broken heart, you would say that's not a good enough reason, you're fired. If I tell you I've got stomach flu, you're not going to fire me.
Over exaggeration. I probably wouldn't fire you, but I'd tell you you can't have the time off.
Okay, well, I'm not coming in.
All right, well, then you might be fired.
Okay, so there we are again.
Well, no, because...
But if I call in and say I've got stomach flu and I can't keep anything down, I ain't coming in.
I'm going to get a doctor. I mean, you still have...
No,
like,
you're not.
There's, like, points. There's a point system.
Well, it's a point system for this as well.
All right, then get fired.
What's the difference?
I mean, you're not giving them time off if there's a point... Because then at that point, they're just calling off. Well, they're just giving you advance.
Once,
they're gonna call
I don't even know why people ask why people are calling off. If you're calling off, you're calling off. That's it. Fine. I got it. You're not coming in. I think we force people into lying... For no, what do I care? Once you tell me you're not coming in, there are rules. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever.
Well, I agree. I don't know. You should be asking why.
People do.
Well, yeah, they do.
Are they people feel the need to give a reason?
Well, if you feel the need to give a reason, then I guess you feel the need to give a reason.
Well, I think this is why. Because if you actually told them the real reason, you feel like you're going to get hassled.
If you ask me if you can have time off for a broken heart, that's...
They're not asking for time off. They're saying, I'm not coming in. This is why.
That was not the thing.
No, but... So, if somebody requests it, you say no?
Yes!
Oh, I do. Whatever.
You're a terrible manager.
No, because I would have loyalty. The best managers that I have ever known are the ones who people trust not to hassle them. The managers who hassle people, they can't get anybody to come in for them. People don't do anything for them. Hard managers, people don't like. They don't do things for them, and they try to work around them. If you like somebody, you almost feel guilty if you do something to them or you lie to them. That's the better relationship.
I agree, but giving people time off for a broken heart is not that.
And everybody I've ever known who got into management gets a power trip. And when you get a power trip, it's horrible. When they start letting you make decisions for other people... You just lose it for some reason. And you don't even believe you're losing it. I think it's because most people like power. It's like guns. You know, guns are not really the problem. But when you give people a gun that they can shoot at somebody, they get a little nervous or something. So they start shooting at people.
What?
If you are on a street corner... And somebody comes up to you really quick and surprises you. A lot of people have been shot that way, accidentally, because the person had a gun. If you don't have a gun, that's not going to be a problem. There's some kind of empowering thing.
Yeah, I don't
with
know.
A gun.
I don't know.
That one. Why would you pull out a gun on somebody just for saying, hey, or something like that? We had somebody locally who shot their wife here in town.
Yeah, but... I don't know the story, but wasn't that an accident?
Exactly. But if there's no gun, no accident.
I mean, guns don't just go. I mean, I guess they could, but they don't usually. So I mean,
right. So it's the people.
Yes, mishandling.
Right. It's the people.
Well, I mean, people die in car accidents.
Clearly. The person was not there to do this person any harm, but yet they still shot at them.
Well, that's mishandling.
Exactly.
Misuse of a firearm.
And that happens a lot.
I don't think it happens as much as you think.
Well, I think if it happened in that situation, it can happen in almost any situation.
What was the situation?
Well, the wife got shot.
Well, yes, but how?
You know,
I mean, it's pretty hard to get shot by it. Like, it's pretty hard to get shot. I mean, like, I don't know.
Well, nobody went to jail. Nobody got charged.
I mean, I don't know. I think you should probably be charged for that one.
Well, it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, that's not great. I mean, I think you should be charged for that one. I mean, negligence. I mean, isn't negligence a crime?
I don't know.
I guess it depends on it. Like, again, I guess.
Why would everybody be arrested at McDonald's tonight if their negligence was a crime?
I don't think that's how that works.
Well, you just said negligence was a crime.
I think negligence is a crime.
Well, we should have everybody arrested at the 95 McDonald's.
Well, no, I think they're just busy. Cut them some slack.
What if somebody doesn't take the coupon? What do you do? Still give it to them?
Well, no, that's not allowed.
Oh, that's a crime. You're stealing from McDonald's.
That is a crime.
You should be arrested.
An expired coupon.
Oh, look at you. A life of crime. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, and you know what the most dangerous gun is?
What's that?
An unloaded gun.
Ooh, why is that?
Because when you think it's unloaded, you point it around at people, and when it goes off, you find out it is loaded.
That's why the first thing you're supposed to do when you pick up a firearm is to check to see if it's loaded. You eject
right,
the magazine and check the chamber.
Matter of fact, I know a young guy who was cleaning his gun, killed himself. Terrible. He got too easy with it.
That can happen too, and then these little pocket guns... you got to watch when you hold them because that slide comes back. And it can cut you when it comes back if you got your hand up too high.
You're probably not holding the
pistol correctly.
So do you think people are empowered when they have guns?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, then why do you think people are shooting their wives
and... Or, you know, these kids and stuff, you know, but you can't take your gun out and show it to anybody or point it at anybody or shoot anybody unless you are definitely have a legitimate fear for your life. If somebody comes up behind you and goes like that and scares you, you can't pull your gun out and shoot them.
What if you do?
Well, if you do, you might be spending some time in prison.
But if you don't have a gun, no problem. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to shoot them because you don't have a gun.
Well, then you might get assault charges because you're probably going
to
punch them.
If a criminal comes up to them and wants to rob them and starts beating them to get their stuff, if he had a gun or if he had a knife, but since he don't have nothing, the criminal, with his knife, can stab him. So you're better off to have the gun or have something to protect yourself, but you only pull it out when you... And if you can't shoot the people, you don't pull your gun out.
Did you switch sides?
I'm not sure. Listen, if everybody had a knife, there'd be a lot less gun deaths.
Yeah, but then there'd be a lot more knife deaths.
I don't think so. It's harder to stab somebody. You got to get an arm's length. And most people don't know the right places to stab somebody.
There's mass stabbings in the UK all the time.
Yeah. I bet you there's more stabbings here. It feels more personal, boy, they say.
I bet it does. You're real close. You gotta look them in the eyes when you stab somebody.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, so let's say Andre the Giant. Now, if he were alive, you're gonna have trouble getting close to him, stabbing him, and you're gonna have trouble stabbing him in the right place. Because if you get him in the thigh, he's gonna put the kibosh on you, and that ain't gonna be good.
I'm just gonna run in circles, and I don't think he's gonna catch me.
Well, you're not going to stab him.
I will when he collapses because he's exhausted.
He's not going to chase you around.
Well, you're just going to stand there?
Yeah.
And then I'll stop. And then he'll start moving.
And then he'll bang you.
He's not going to catch me.
He's
too big. I'm not going to run at him.
What?
You get up close enough to him so he'll keep coming after you. But yeah, you can, you know, move back and dodge him.
Also, I have a knife.
And then once he gets so tired... You know, then you can either kick him in the nuts or go ahead and stab him, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, he's not going to run after you. He's going to stand there until you do something.
Well, I have a knife.
Okay.
What's he going to do?
When you get an arm's length, he's going to put a beating on you.
I'm going to stab him in the arm.
You're not going to get that close.
What do you mean? I have to be that close for him to grab me.
Hey, guess what, Einstein? He's got another arm to hit you with.
Well, he can't hold on to me anymore. I'm going to stab him in
the... You better stab him in the right arm because the other arm's going to get you.
I'm just going to get the stabbing, I guess.
You ever been hit with a car door? Because that's what getting hit with Andre the Giant's hand is going to be like.
There's a certain length of knife you're not allowed to... If it's over 3 inches or something like that, it's illegal.
Well, I don't know. No, I mean, you know, fillet knives are all very long.
Why does somebody need a knife?
What do you mean?
How many times in your life have you been mugged?
You act like that's the only situation you can use a knife for.
I could walk up behind you if you're sitting there on your phone reading for 20 minutes, waiting at McDonald's, and clark you in the head with a wrench. You wouldn't know what was going on.
You'd have to open the door to my car. I'd very much know
what's
happening.
I'd just smash the window. By the time you looked around, you'd be getting a wrench in the face.
Well, you're probably hitting him with a Harbor Freight wrench. I mean...
That's right.
I do have a fillet knife in my car.
You wouldn't have time.
It's right by my driver's door.
I would throw the knife. I would throw the wrench at you. Throw it right through the window.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You ever played Clue? In the McDonald's parking lot with the wrench. Bam.
Well, I don't know if I would want me to then if you carried a knife all the time.
Oh, he doesn't like that you have a knife.
I have all kinds. I have all kinds of guns too. I don't carry the guns. I own a good bit of firearms, and there are two knives in my car at all times.
People can do what they want. If it's legal to own a gun, it's legal to own a knife, I guess.
I mean, the knife and it's a fillet knife. It just sits next to my passenger seat because, I don't know, it just sits there. And then the other one's a hunting knife for, you know, hunting purposes.
If you do a crime, then that becomes where the knife and gun can get you. Even if you don't show it, if you have the gun on you at the moment you do the crime, you know, you'll get in more trouble because you have that gun on you.
All right, hold on. We're getting something here from a listener. In Ohio, you can gift guns without going through any official channels, and it's perfectly legal.
Yes.
There's also no training requirements in order to own a gun.
True.
I come from a family of gun nuts, and every holiday usually includes shooting a giant container of... What is that? Tannerite?
It's an explosive powder.
Okay. Tannerite, that's like dynamite.
Okay. Yeah.
Usually... precariously placed in front of a giant sycamore tree with about 10 or so people in proximity. I watched my uncle, an avid hunter, borrow my gun to try it out, and then it jammed. He looked into the barrel to see why. See right there, that's trouble. Then pointed it towards the crowd of people watching behind him. My cousin proceeded to take the gun and did the same thing. Long story short, a lot of stupid people have access to firearms. There's my point.
It's not my fault that they don't have training. Look, I have known not to do any of those things since, like, it sounds to me like I've had better gun handling skills than these people since, like, 10 years old.
No, but you're refusing to understand that people have an empowerment with a gun.
It's not my problem. That's their problem.
I didn't say it was your problem, but...
Look, if you're going to have a gun...
If you'd had that gun on you tonight, you'd probably pulled it on the McDonald's employee.
No, I would not have.
Who, well, you never know.
I don't carry a gun.
Yeah, but most people that will pull their gun out aren't going to be able to use it anyhow.
If they
pull it out, then they're going to get shot or beat up or whatever.
I can't remember to put my glasses on, carry my wallet, remember everything I need, car keys. Why do I need another thing?
Oh, I never left the house without my wallet, my keys.
Boy, I forget
my glasses.
I forget that.
Comb. You just feel naked when you don't have that stuff.
Gun owners fight common sense gun laws every step of the way. So says
a
listener.
And I'm
you didn't propose a law. Propose a law. I'll tell you what
What's
I think
that?
About it.
What's that, caller?
I said, I am in favor of common sense gun laws.
Well, there we go.
Yes.
I mean, what counts as a common sense gun law?
I think background checks.
Background
not selling them at flea markets.
I'm not opposed to background checks. As a matter of fact, you have to get a background check.
No, you don't. Not when you're selling them at a flea market. The Charleston loophole.
Okay, well, then fix
it. And you can gift a gun.
Yes, you can gift
private,
a gun.
Problem.
I've gotten gifted a gun.
Private individual. All those sales should be done with a background check.
And the NRA buys politicians left, right, and sideways.
Well, you know, I don't think the NRA would have to buy me. I'd happily take their funds to run a campaign.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Mandatory training and licensing requirements, so says the listener.
Bad gun owners give gun owners bad reps.
Well, that's what I'm not saying all gun owners. There are a lot of
like
people
I said,
who are fine.
I have better gun handling skills since those people since like literally your childhood.
Okay.
First thing you do when you get a gun is check if it's
Everybody
loaded.
Everybody thinks they're okay till they blow their head off.
First thing you do when you get a gun is check if it's loaded.
That's all I'm saying.
Safety on, check if it's loaded.
Everybody thinks...
Some guns don't have safeties. Check if it's loaded.
Everybody thinks they're perfect. 740-383-9944. Give us a call if you have something on your mind. But I certainly would give this Gen Z-er time off because, whatever. You have a broken heart? Okay, fine. I don't know what the situation was.
I don't know.
And by the way, you think this sounds out of place. A lot of people get time off who have nervous breakdowns after marriages break up, or they have nervous breakdowns because somebody cheats on them, or something like that. This happens all the time. It's just not couched like this.
If it makes you ineffective at working... I don't know, it just seems like a not good reason to not come to work.
What if the husband is abusive?
And so you're going to spend less time at work and more time at home.
No, but what if you have to end up in a shelter or you're running away? I mean, sometimes you don't want to tell your boss that, but that's a relationship trouble.
That's not heartbreak.
Well, something could get broken.
Something could get broken, I suppose.
Sometimes it is heartbreak. You know, I think Turning Point will tell you 90% of the people who go into the shelter go back to where they came from. 90%. 9 out of 10.
Well, that's not great.
Well, but what can you do?
Well, nothing.
People if you don't have the money to live anywhere else and you can't afford it, what are you going to do? Go be homeless?
I mean, that's the option, yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good option, doesn't it?
I didn't say it was a good option. I said that's the option.
We got problems. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, I'm walking and my phone battery is dying, so it's a call that's disconnected. It's not me. It's the phone battery.
All right, what's on your mind, Adam?
I haven't called in a while, so I thought I would invade the airwave.
Well, go right ahead.
Danny, do you have any questions for me? I tend to agree with Matt. I mean, they say guns don't kill people, people kill people, and there are obviously many types of weapons, and almost anything can be dangerous if not used properly. I mean, just like look at a pest, for example. A pit bull can be the sweetest dog in the world, or can seriously injure somebody. And of course, humans can do the same thing. So,
well,
just the context, right. You know, and it's.
But I think gun laws are not for the gun. They're for the gun owner. They're not for the gun.
I mean, laws in general are for the people to keep an eye on people that break them, not for law-abiding citizens.
Right. The drug does not harm the person. It's the person who takes the drug or sells the drug. So let's legalize drugs? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Right, and drugs can be abused, almost anything, any food or... food or pills can be poisonous if it's not taken properly. It seems like the main job of a pharmacist is almost a law enforcement officer. Make sure that doctors aren't turning their practices into pill farms, people just paying for an appointment so they can get an antidepressant, that people are not selling prescriptions on the street, etc. It's a shame, but that's kind of what society has come to, and some of it might be the ability to do telemedicine, although that wouldn't likely apply for a strong drug for a mental condition, but electronic age, of course, makes some of this a lot easier. So it's just like with anything electronic, it's good and bad. There'll always be abusers and people that use the system properly and people that don't, and hopefully we can conduct ourselves ethically. So, yeah, kind of hard to hear you, sorry, but I thought I was at my 2 cents worth. I had not called in a while, and thought I would, and you guys have a great show.
You do. Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right. Well, we're almost at the end of hour number one. That was nice. I think, though, that's what everybody has been saying. I don't think anybody's saying the gun sitting alone is causing a problem. It's the people who have the guns, who don't handle them well, who I started this conversation, who get a sense of empowerment, who have that gun, and become lackadaisical with them, who blow their heads off or shoot somebody else, like a family member, or point it at people in their family who they should not be doing, putting people in harm's way. It's not the gun, it's the people. But the people, unfortunately, are governed by the laws, not the gun.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean...
laws aren't for guns. Guns aren't living things.
Why, yes, I understand this.
So what's the problem?
Well, with what here? Okay.
Well, we're going to break. See? Right. Time management. We're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Of course, it doesn't... I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought, Mama, I wanted to end...